I'm just chained and locked inside my head. Yeah, yeah. But it won't never be the same again. I guess I'll just face the dark inside my head. Cause there's nothing else to do, yeah. But it won't never be the same again. After all, say fire, fire, yeah. Fire, fire, what shall I do? My teeth ready to kill up. My middle steady is be strong up with like a wallet to get me the women. I just can't do that. Cause I'm a fight, I'm not a big crying so big up. Everyone trying to fears them ace. Big up, everyone trying to fears them ace. Give me fire, fire, what you like do? My teeth ready to kill up. My middle steady is be strong up with like a wallet to get me the women. Cause I'm a fight, I'm not a big crier. So big group, everyone trying to fear them, man.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It's our show, our first show together.
In a long time. And we're already coming together like and creating magical moments like we always do.
As always, I am your co-host, Fleur.
And this is Christian. Welcome to the soundtrack of your Thursday evening. We're here from 6 to 7:30 tonight.
That's right. And if you're a new listener to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, we profile music or musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. And what that means is that we either highlight a song that has a positive social justice message and tell you about what that artist is doing philanthropically, or if we just really think the song rocks, we play it and then try and find out what they've been doing, what the artist has been doing philanthropically to inspire you guys out there to get involved any way you can in making the world a better place.
I couldn't have put it better myself. And music is generally a fairly inspiring medium, and it's a great way to highlight positive things that are going on out there in the world, and also the community here in Vancouver. We started things off with a Belgian musician and songwriter, Celia Sue, I believe is how you say her name.
Celia Sue, I think.
Celia Sue. She got that song was Fire Fire, like fire fire, but with style. I like it. So she got a young start to her musical career. She started at age 15 by learning to play the acoustic guitar and write her own songs as well. And then 2 years later, a Belgian producer asked her to sing some of his demos, and that's when she really started gaining some attention from Universal, which is a record label, and they offered her a contract. So, interestingly enough, though, she refused.
Absolutely. I know. I thought that was pretty strong of her to actually refuse such a massive label like that because she wanted to produce and write her own songs.
Yeah. No, I'm actually really impressed with that. One of the first breaks she got as far as live performances was she performed as the youngest and only female artist at the Open Song Contest called Open Mic.
Yeah, and she her debut album, which was self-titled Celia Sue, was released in 2011, and it was a major success, selling over 720 copies in Europe. It peaked to number one on the Belgium album chart, and in 2011, she won a European Border Breakers Award. The Rolling Stone magazine named her as one of the new faces of 2012. Reason is the second studio album, which was released on March 26, 2015.
And she covered a song for Music for Life. And Music for Life is a well-known Flemish benefit show which took place in December 2011. And it's an annual fundraiser at Studio Brussels that supports Belgian Red Cross Flanders. And all proceeds go to that charity, which supports programs providing clean water and hygiene promotion in Nepal, which is greatly required and needed.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially after the earthquake that happened in Nepal, they need your help more than ever. We're going to keep the music going. We have a band, another female singer. I sort of chose a few females this week. I felt like it was quite male-heavy last time I was on the air.
It's good to switch things up, right?
And this lady is really got an amazing voice, Melody Gardot. She's a Grammy-nominated American singer, writer, and musician from Philadelphia. Her music has been compared to that of Nina Simone, and she started music lessons at the age of 9 and began playing piano in Philadelphia bars at the age of 16 on Fridays and Saturdays for 4 hours a night, which I thought that was, at 16, that's pretty...
That's a hardcore shift right there.
Yeah, especially after school. She follows the teaching of Buddhism. She's a macrobiotic cook and a humanitarian who speaks about the benefits of music therapy. And she actually can speak to personal experience around that. So she's visited various universities and hospitals to speak about music therapy's ability to help reconnect neural pathways in the brain. She and improve speech ability and lift general spirits.
Yeah, and she has quite the story. She was cycling in Philly in 2003 and was hit by a car whose driver had ran through a red light. One of our friends actually just had a similar situation happen here in Vancouver. So this is a pretty common story. Luckily, our friend was reasonably okay. But in this accident, Melody suffered serious head and spinal injuries, as well as her pelvis being broken. And because of these injuries, she was confined to hospital for over a year and had to remain lying on her back. So
basically in hospital on a bed for a year. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I can't fathom that. So, and because of these injuries, she had to relearn simple tasks like brushing her teeth and walking. And she was left hypersensitive to light, so had to wear dark sunglasses to protect her eyes. And because of this accident, she began to write music, which was probably an outlet for a lot of her frustrations, I imagine. And the accident had damaged the neural pathways between her brain's two cortices, which control perception and higher mental function, and made her, in her own words, a bit of a vegetable. So she
really used music as a way of physiotherapy and rejuvenation of her brain. The music involved listening and making a verbal attempt to sing or hum it, sort of to help the brain form new pathways. At first, she learned to hum and was eventually able to sing into a tape recorder, which is amazing when you think that she'd gone from, when you hear her, when we play her in a minute, you'll be amazed that she had gone from such a, you know, basically zero communication skills to be able to sing what she is now. And she could not sit comfortably at a piano, so she had to learn to play guitar on her back while in hospital. And shortly after, she began to write her own music. And during her recovery, she wrote material that later became part of a 5-song EP called Some Lessons, The Bedroom Sessions. And Currency of Man is what we're going to be playing from, and that was released in June 2015. So without further ado.
Yeah, here she is. So here's Melody Gardot with Same to You from her latest album, Currency of Man. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
What you gonna get for all you got when you treat the one you love like they are not? Who you gonna call while you're on your own? You built the bed you burned right within your home. You had somebody who loved you. What did you do? You had somebody who loved you. But you put them in your money. You left somebody who loved you. Now they're gonna do the same to you. Now they're gonna do the same to you. The same to you. The same to you. They're gonna do the same. The same to you. The same to you. The same to you. They're gonna do the same. What you gonna get while you're moving hard to some other kind of thrill, but the thrill is gone. Say you're gonna be fine while you're on your own. You left the one you love right there alone. You had somebody who loved you. What did you do? You had somebody who loved you. But you put them through money. You left somebody who loved you. Now they're gonna do the same to you. The same to you, they're gonna do the same. The same to you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
How good All that glitter and all that gold won't buy you happy. You've been born and sold, riding rattlesnakes you can't control. With all your glitter and all of your gold, take care of your soul, take care of your soul.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here.
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh,
isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus? like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Long we ain't trusting them, thick bras, we busting them. Sick and tired of punching it, I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. The people. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped into Stevie. He said, no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seemed to breed me. Nobody believed till I believe me. Now I'm on the rise, doing business with my guys. Visions realized, music affected lives. A gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hooded Botswana, I see the iron weed, my yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor, my raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. With the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I just blew out my eardrum just then.
You got your earphones working.
I've got my earphones working again. I nearly killed myself. Oh, gosh. That was common. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Did I say that already?
You did,
I'm all discombobulated now that I have lost my right ear hearing, but it's all good. That was Common with the song The People from his album Finding Forever, a perfect example of a social justice message or a positive message that we like to highlight in our show. So Common is formerly known as Common Sense. He's from Chicago, Illinois, and he debuted in 1992 with the album Can I Borrow a Dollar? His first Grammy Award was in 2003, winning Best R&B song for Love of My Life with Erykah Badu, another wonderful singer. And then in 2011, he launched the Think Common Entertainment, which is his own record label. And he won the 2015 Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song and the 2015 Academy Award for Best Original Song for Glory from the 2014 film Selma, in which he co-starred as 1960s civil rights movement leader James Bevel.
Super talented guy. How many awards has he won?
I'm sure his office is full of them.
Yeah, trophies, plaques,
platinum records,
gold records. Yeah. So, Finding Forever, his seventh album, was released in 2007, and like his previous album that came out in 2005 called B, it was primarily produced by Kanye West, and it's an album, or it debuted at number one on Billboard 200, selling 155,000 units in week one. And it became Common's first chart topper, and was certified gold fairly quickly. The People became one of the most critically acclaimed songs of the year, and that was the track that we just played. The song was actually listed as number 29 on Rolling Stone's 100 Best Songs of 2007, and it received a nomination for Best Rap Solo Performance at the 50th Grammy Awards.
And Colin's not shy about doing some philanthropic work. He has been involved with the Red Hot Organization's compilation CD called America is Dying Slowly, and that was released in 1996. And we highlight Red Hot Organization a lot because they do a lot of great mix CDs that all go to support aid service organizations around the world and raise awareness. Well, this particular America is Dying Slowly, the CD was meant to raise awareness for the AIDS epidemic among African American men. He used to be a vegan, but now is a pescatarian. And I used to be a pescatarian and thought it was a word that I made up, didn't realize it was an actual word. So a pescatarian means someone that only eats seafood.
I didn't know you were a former pescatarian.
I was, and then I went and
lived. What happened?
Well, I was a pescatarian for about 6 or 7 years after living in England when the mad cow disease was happening. I became a pescatarian.
Was that the impetus behind becoming a pescatarian?
A little bit, and also I just couldn't afford meat when I lived there because I was still a student. And then when I went and lived in Mexico, I lived in the mountains, I wasn't a mountain woman, but I lived nowhere near the sea. So the main choices of food was chicken or pork. So I had a little old Mexican grandma making me lunch every day. So I guess I had to eat chicken and pork then. And then when I moved to Canada, I got back on the red meat.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the club.
I know. Well, I had no choice really. So yeah.
And speaking of all this meat, Common also is a supporter of animal rights and PETA. And he actually appeared in a print advertisement for PETA titled Think Before You Eat. So that kind of fits perfectly with our conversation.
Well, and it's funny, there's a lot of different reasons not to eat meat, obviously. You know, the amount of water that goes into feeding the cattle and you know, having all the grass and stuff.
I haven't seen it yet, but have you seen Cowspiracy?
No, I want to see it.
I've heard a lot of discussion about it, and the points you just made I think are featured quite a bit in the movie.
Well, and particularly when, like we have right now with El Nino, there's droughts in California, in Australia, there's bushfires and droughts. Well, that usually happens. But
we even had water concerns in Vancouver in the summer.
Absolutely. And it's funny because I have these moments where I think, oh, should I go back to being a pescatarian or not? And then I think, well, you know, I try and not eat red meat like once a week, maybe that's it. But I also drink almond milk. So the thing is, you know, you can drink milk from a cow and then be part of that cowspiracy and you know, all that stuff that goes along with that. Or you can drink something like coconut milk, soy milk, almond milk. But then those have ramifications around environmental issues. You know, they talk about almond trees needing liters and liters of water to survive. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's pretty tough to win. You know, it really is. So.
And then did you see how there's this new thing that's come out around the fact that by 2020 there's going to be more plastic in the ocean by weight versus fish?
I hadn't heard that. That is absolutely, it's a disgusting thought. Where did you hear this?
I've seen it a few times over, like in social media and stuff like that. But yeah, it's this, it's come out as a new study that.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to say this, but I believe it. Everything is wrapped in plastic.
Exactly.
You look at, like, I bought soup today for lunch and was given a plastic spoon. I didn't need it, but they gave me one in the bag, you know, and absolutely everything's wrapped in plastic.
Well, and
manufactured out of plastic.
Absolutely, and the amount of recycling that goes on with plastic and with regards to how many recycled plastic products you can find out there, it's really limited. And it's like our Prime Minister says, it's 2016, guys.
Change needs to come.
Change needs to come.
Yeah. You know what? Behaviors need to be changed, really, right? And expectations. Bring your own plate to take away.
Yeah, or
restaurants.
Or have, you know, you can get those little bamboo fork, knife, and spoon that you can take around and just wash. I mean, they're great things. We always, it's funny, whenever we order sushi, we have our chopsticks at home, our wooden chopsticks, and they always give you give you chopsticks, disposable chopsticks, and we honestly, we collect them, and then when they come, we get a stack, and then when they come to give us our sushi, whenever they deliver it, we give them all back because we're like, no. And we've told them 1,000 times, don't put chopsticks in our...
Yeah, they're just so used to doing it, right?
Yeah, it's that automatic response.
Yep. Before Common, we played Rebecca Ferguson with Glitter and Gold from her album called Heaven. Rebecca is a British singer and singer-songwriter, actual runner-up for the 7th series of The X Factor in 2010. She subsequently signed a joint record deal with Sicko Music and Epic Records in the UK, and her debut studio album was released in December of 2011. Lady Sings the Blues is her 3rd studio album, and that was released... we're in 2016. It was released last March. And the album is a interpretation of songs performed by the great American jazz singer Billie Holiday, most predominantly tracks from her 1956 album of the same name.
She had a beautiful voice, Rebecca Ferguson?
Yeah, definitely.
And Billie Holiday.
I really enjoyed that.
Well.
I thought you were talking about Billie Holiday.
Both of them.
Both of them, yes. You know, really having Rebecca Ferguson cover Billie Holiday... it's a perfect match, really. So you wanted to talk a little bit about something that's happening here locally, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have been up on the mountains and been lucky enough to ski or snowboard, right now, Monday nights at Mount Seymour are back. Starting January 25, Mount Seymour's Monday nights, Shred for the Cause is back, which is Vancouver's largest ski and snowboard charity fundraiser. And it's this year's fundraiser will support Powell Place and Springhouse Women's Shelter, and there's a streamlined donation system, so it seems like it's pretty easy to do. So for the 2016 season, ladies can ski or snowboard, so this is for the ladies, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Monday at Mount Seymour for a minimum donation of $10. With $5 from every lift ticket going to the Bloom Group, who coordinates and organizes and looks after the Powell Place and Springhouse Women's Shelters. Guests can donate more if they wish, with extra donations also supporting the Bloom's Group's Women's Shelters. Men are still welcome to join some evening skiing. Lift tickets for men from 6 to 10 are $31, which is pretty cool.
Guys, listen up. That sounds like the place to be.
And honestly, $31 for a lift ticket sounds pretty damn
Yeah, that's
good.
That's not too bad, and supports a great cause. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get your shred on.
Have you got your shred on this winter?
I've been up to Whistler only once, unfortunately, but it was a beautiful day.
Okay.
Conditions were wonderful. Blue bird, blue skies, sunshine, decent snow. But yeah, unfortunately, I've been busy with a lot of other things, so I haven't got to ride as much as normally I would. But, yeah.
I'm too scared to go up there after trying to learn to ski last year and basically skiing on ice and rubble because there was no snow.
Yeah, those aren't the ideal conditions to learn in.
So maybe if I go up and there's actual powder, it might be a better idea.
Yeah, powder's fun. And it's been a pretty good season so far. So hopefully I'm not as busy as I was earlier in the season. So hopefully the second half of the year's just as good as the first half.
Let's hope.
Yeah. So playing a Canadian musician now, Basia Boulat. She's a folk singer-songwriter. Has an absolutely amazing voice, such a beautiful sound. Her 3rd album, Tall Tall Shadow, was fairly successful, nominated for a 2014 Juno Award. Her 4th studio album will be released coming up February 12th. It is called Good Advice, and we'll be playing a track from that. She is going to be involved in a charity concert that is raising funds for the Tibet House in the U.S. It's a benefit show in the second half of February at Carnegie Hall in New York City. And joining her on that bill is Philip Glass, Iggy Pop, FKA Twigs, and Sharon Jones. So some really big names. And Tibet House was created in 1964, so it's been around for a while. It was created by the CIA, so the Central Intelligence Agency, for those that don't know. And it was a part of its attempts to keep the political and concept of an autonomous Tibet alive within Tibet and foreign nations, and to build a capacity for resistance against communist China. So, yeah, I guess it's a pretty good and important cause still, even, you know, to keep these...
Well, yeah, the autonomy of Tibet is still under... It's not happening. They're still under Chinese rule.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dalai Lama can't even go back to Tibet.
Which, that's astounding,
mm-hmm.
right? So
and I don't think China's ever going to try it. Like, it'll take a lot for it to give up Tibet, that's for sure.
Yeah. So an important cause that Baziu Blatt is involved with. If you want to see her play, she did play the Vancouver Folk Music Festival last summer, but she is going to be here February 25th playing Fortune Sound Club here in Vancouver.
And just so you know, February 25th is our fun drive show. Christian's giving me the thumbs up. So it's that time of year when we ask you listeners out there to be involved financially to the station by donating for our fund drive, which is going to be going from February 25th to around March 4th, if I remember correctly. We're trying to raise $40,000 for the station, and it's because of listeners like you that we are able to make it happen. So please think about donating, and you'll have more of us on the air, that's for sure. So our fundraise show will be February 25th, but we'll talk more about Fundrive next show and get you guys all primed and excited to open your hearts and your wallets to support community radio station that's been around for 75 years. And the reason you don't hear all those annoying commercials like you do on other radio stations is because we are funded by donors like you. So get out and give.
That's well put. And what do we do around here? We play a lot of music without commercials. So let's get on to the music. Here's Baziu Blatt with Infamous. You're listening to CITR. Keep it locked.
We could be friendly. We could be out of touch. We could be famous. Or even infamous. If you are, come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't tear me down. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't pretend.
Somewhere. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Considering going abroad to study, work, intern, or volunteer? Mark Thursday, February 25th in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center to find out more. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
You're listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR just before 7 o'clock on your Thursday evening. We're happy to be here, both grinning, loving the tunes we're playing this evening. And that was Alberta Cross with Ghosts of Santa Fe. And no, they are not from Alberta or New Mexico. They are an Anglo-Swedish rock band that formed in 2005.
What does Anglo-Swedish mean?
English and Swedish.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like some like cross-section of Sweden that I didn't know about.
It sounds much fancier than it actually is.
Right.
Yes, they're from Sweden, but they sing in English. I believe they spent some time in the UK, but now they're currently based out of Brooklyn, New York. A lot of bands make the move to either the East Coast or the West Coast of the U.S. From places like the United Kingdom or even Canada,
mm-hmm.
right, to try to make it big. And Alberta Cross has had some success. That track was from their sixth studio album, which was released in October, and it's a self-titled album.
Yeah, and then before that, we had Grimes with her song Flesh Without Blood from the album Art Angels. And most people know that Grimes is a Canadian singer-songwriter. But did you know she was a music video director and record producer as well? She's not that old either. Born in 1988. She was raised in Vancouver, but she became involved with the underground music scene and began recording her own experimental music while attending McGill University in Montreal. Her third studio album, Visions, received widespread critical acclaim. I'll get there in a minute. And it was hailed as one of the most impressive albums of the year so far by the New York Times, nominated for the Polaris Prize, and received the Juno Award for Electronic Album of the Year in 2012. Her fourth studio album, Art Angels, was released in 2015 and has since become her highest charting project in the United States.
And she is, going back to people's diet here, she is a vegan. Unless she deems it inconvenient for others to cater to her nutritional needs.
I think
which
that's
is
fair.
That's the best kind of vegan.
Yeah, I mean, I was always like that with vegetarian. I'm pescatarian. I was never vegetarian. But, like, I don't mind if the meat's on the same platter or whatever. You know, I think people can get quite anal, and that's when they get bad reps.
Everything within reason, right?
What would it take you to become a vegetarian?
You know what? I actually don't eat that much meat anymore.
Mm.
I mean, I still do eat meat, but it wouldn't take that much. I think it would take a really good vegetarian cookbook.
Yep.
That would be a good start.
Okay, maybe a birthday present this year.
Hey, there we go. Maybe that will be the thing that swings me over to the vegan side.
A little vegan, you would go vegan?
Or vegetarian, yeah. Vegan,
you like cheese too much.
I do. Vegan might be too far for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But vegetarian, I think I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In 2014, Grimes wrote a blog post expressing her thoughts on hard drugs and regretting having lost friends to drugs and alcohol. And I know that got quite a bit of attention in the mainstream media. And, you know, kudos to her for actually using, you know, her platform that she's been given with the fame that she's attained to, you know, flash a spotlight on something that's had, you know, negative effects on a lot of people's lives, that being hard drugs.
Absolutely. And I think it's we always forget when you're in the moment and everyone else is doing it, you think, why not give it a go? But that could be the decision that ends your life. So I guess it's always be careful what you're doing and make sure you're with people that can help you if something happens and you're in a safe space. And there's this new drug I was watching CBC last night called Federal or something like
Fentanyl.
That. Fentanyl, that's
yeah,
right.
I was actually going to bring that up because I was discussing it with my roommate this morning, actually. Because
that's a good way to start off the day.
Well, you know, we start with the good conversations first, right? You want to get your synapses firing on
right.
all cylinders. There's been a lot of overdoses on fentanyl. And I thought that it was people consuming other drugs that were laced with fentanyl.
So mixing, oh, okay.
But he was telling me, and I don't know if this is true or not, so, you know, take it for what it's worth, but he was telling me that people are actually taking just fentanyl mm-hmm. on purpose as well now.
Yeah. And like small doses as well can cause pretty severe reactions. That's what I was, yeah, I think him and I probably watched the same thing on CBC last night. It's a little dangerous. And I think that, yeah, I think honestly, and quite frankly, when kids are that age as well, they just, you know what, you just don't know what, if you don't know what's in it, don't take it.
Well, we were talking about that as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they rationalize, you know, I was a younger person once and, you know.
We did some naughty
things. Experimentation.
Yeah.
But yeah, like rationalizing consuming something that you know has killed people.
Mm-hmm.
how do you come to that decision?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Is the high that worth it?
I can't tell you from experience, but yeah. Anyways, it's
food for thought.
Food for thought from Are You Aware?
The philosophical side of CITR.
Back to the tunes. We're going to play some Lydia Ainsworth. She is a composer, producer, and singer based in Eastern Canada, in Toronto. And on September 30th, 2014, she released her debut album, Right From Real, on Arbutus Records. And in 2015, she was nominated for a Juno Award and a Polaris Music Prize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we going to play from her?
We are going to play White Shadows from her album, Right From Real.
Awesome. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thank you.
can't put her in jail.
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut, peanut butter. Peanut, peanut butter. First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them, you dig them, dig them, dig them. Then you crush them, you crush them, you crush them, crush them, crush them. Then you spread them, you spread them, you spread them, spread them, spread them. Peanut, peanut butter. Peanut, peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We'll be right back.
Waking up, solidarity is evident. How many rules? Time is irrelevant. People to places, the message basic. From race fist to sittings, resist the change. Peep the scenario to the future, brah. 2020 and some number a year ago. People rose up, governments froze up. Worldwide block party, everybody shows up. Up on rooftops, ghettos and hotspots. People celebrate, no more souls rot. No more bloodshed over false deficit. Even hip-hop, get the facelift. The latest fashion, stock market's crashing. It's Saturday, time to get the party cracking. And if the time and the day is right, the revolution will begin this Saturday night.
I'm killing them every synonym. Sending them back with syllable venom up in them. Too terrific, epitome of a pendulum. Digital rap got animal stamina in them. Sun your soul and backbone, where the clap come from. Action Jackson, matter of fact, we move you from the front to the back, see? Plug us up and then bump this new fat beat. When it drop, stores out of stock on me. Stop till you drop, homie, that's not me. Rush and attack from the back on three. Stop on B, shot world peace. Live from the block, love peace, oh please. We don't need bouncers or police. It's Saturday night, it's nothing better. Spread the word that we coming together. So come and help me now, and you don't stop. Yeah.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Always the Fun, Ozzo Martley with their song Saturday Night from their album of a few years ago called Street Signs. Now, if you've never seen Ozzo Martley live, I would highly recommend it. I've seen them a couple of times and they're just huge, huge energy and so much fun.
We saw them at the Commodore.
We did see them at the Commodore.
That was like how many? 6 years ago? 5 years ago?
I don't know. I can't even. I'm glad you remember that.
But that was amazing. Their live show is such high energy. They bring it. They really bring it.
And they come into the crowd. And
yeah, that's. I think they at one point came from the back. Did they not?
Yeah, I think they entered from the back and came back up on stage and playing their drums. So they got people pretty excited. And then they actually came down again onto the floor and sort of created a circle where they were playing as well.
Drum circle of sorts.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's kind of this. I've seen them a few times now in Australia and here and in Japan once. And they do the same sort of thing every time. So for a new person experiencing it, it's awesome that they do this sort of stuff. And I love that they're connecting with the fans and the audience in that manner, because I hate it when bands just sit up on the stage and don't even acknowledge the the audience's existence. But it's also at the same time, you're like, okay, if you've seen them a few times, you're like, let's mix it up somehow. I don't know how you can mix it up, but let's mix it up somehow.
Change it up. Yeah, there's ways, that's for sure. So
yeah, and they've been around since 1995, and they were formed in Los Angeles. They're a 7 to 10-piece band, primarily Latin hip-hop and rock music. They've had some pretty cool people involved. Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5 was involved with them for a couple of years, helped out on a couple of albums. And the members of the band actually met through their affiliation with the Peace and Justice Center of Los Angeles. And their first performance was for picketing during a strike. And a lot of their songs really talk about social justice issues and really focus on that, and that's been a theme ever since they started. Street Science was their third studio album and released over 12 years ago now, in 2004. In 2005, Street Science actually won them a Grammy Award for Best Latin Rock Alternative Album. And in 2010, they performed the original song Never Again with the Shalom Youth Village for the Enough Project and Downtown Records, which was Raise Hope for Congo compilation. Proceeds from the compilation fund efforts to make the protection and empowerment of Congo's women a priority, which is huge, as well as inspire individuals around the world to raise the voice for peace in Congo.
And before Ozo Matley, we played Shashu with Girls Night Out. I like that.
With Puffican. I wouldn't even know how to say it out.
From Power Funk.
Power Funk.
Yeah, from their album Power Funk. So originally from Montreal, he is a son of Haitian parents, was only 9 when he began to play drums, and turned to electronic music composition in his late teens. At the age of 20, adopted the turntables and signed with New York label Fool's Gold Records. And his style, which he calls Power Funk, that is his style. And he kicked off 2015 with his debut Fool's Gold EP, Through the Da Night.
Get it right, Da Night.
Not the no, night.
Da Night.
Through Da Night. So I like that.
Yeah,
it had me
cool,
grooving
huh?
a little.
Yeah, yeah, and he's Canadian, so that's even funner.
Love supporting
so
the Canadian artist.
So we have 15 minutes to go and 4 songs to get through, so we better
power funk it.
Power funk it.
Yeah.
Cage the Elephant, this is your choice, so do you want to say something about it?
Sure, I will. So they're from Bowling Green, Kentucky, formed in 2006. Their first album, Cage the Elephant, was released in 2008 and was hugely successful. They're known for energetic live performances, and they possess quite a eclectic sound. They released their 4th album, Tell Me I'm Pretty, this past December, just before Christmas. And I thought this was interesting. I didn't know this, but it was produced by Dan Auerbach of Black Keys. And I think that's kind of cool to have him behind the boards. And they've supported the ALS Society, I believe it was last year or the year before, through the well-known Ice Bucket Challenge.
I know. I was thinking, was that last year or the year before?
I think it was 2 summers ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2 summers
ago, I believe, which, you know, everyone heard of that. I don't know what I think of it. It raised them a lot of money, but at the same time, a lot of people were taking part in it without donating, mm-hmm. which I know it was supposed to be a two-pronged initiative, awareness and donating at the same time, and we all know that not all people did that, but definitely raised them a lot of money.
Exactly, and that's the thing. I mean, you think of the people that probably just cashed in because they thought it was a fun social media thing to do, but at least a lot of people did donate, and that boosted their awareness, and it boosted their fundraising immeasurably. And everybody, every fundraiser, I mean, you and I are both fundraisers, everybody, every board that summer was like, what's your Ice Bucket Challenge? You're
well,
just like,
well, that's what I was going to say. We both know that other organizations tried to duplicate their success and could not do
it, exactly.
Or not even come close.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess you got to give them props for their success. So
absolutely.
So here's Cage the Elephant with Cry Baby from their latest album called Tell Me I'm Pretty. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Deer Hunter with their album, or with their song Snakeskin from Fading Frontier, which is their latest album. We are almost out of time for this evening. We have one more track left, so I'm going to flip it over to Fleur for some last-minute announcements. That sounds official.
Listen, please. Listen up.
Listen in. If you're not listening now, listen up.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I just wanted to give one last plug for CITR's 2016 Fun Drive. Our show will be February 25th. This is the only time of the year when we ask you to open your purse and show us the money in support of Are You Aware? In support of Are You Aware, as well as the rest of the programs on CITR. So I encourage you to, you know, don't have that extra latte on a Friday. Save your money and then put it towards supporting CITR over the Fun Drive. We'll tell you more about what swag you can get. You can also get a tax receipt, which also helps for your tax return, which is coming up in March, April. But always, first things first, we'd love for you to support a station that plays amazing music like what we play on IUA.
Exactly. So we are going to play one last amazing song for this evening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. With more great tunes.
Exactly. Yeah. And in between that time, at this time slot next week, you'll hear Peanut Butter and Jams.
Yes. And this evening, I should say, we have a spoken word program following us that will be highlighting the Francophone community in Guelph, Ontario. So stay tuned for that. It's following our program tonight. Now, we're going to leave you with a local Vancouver noise rock three-piece that formed in 2008. Their second album, Death Sweats, was released in October. They are called War Baby. They remind me a little bit of Nirvana. They definitely have a 1990s sound to them.
Which is coming back in.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel super old.
Along with Plaid. So here's War Baby with No Generation on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Be good to one another.